You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are continuing from last week our call to fall on our face before God, on our knees before God, to repent of our sins and the sins of our nation. Just to review a little bit, we're speaking specifically and especially looking at the sin in our nation of shedding innocent blood primarily through abortion, although we have actually not only shed innocent blood through abortion, but also we have starved and dehydrated certain people to death, including in the 1980s, a Down syndrome boy, and in the 1990s, in the 1990s, we did this with women that were disabled, and also here in America, actually in Florida in the 2000s, we actually did this to Terry Schiavo. Starved and dehydrated her to death while they were still alive. They were determined to be brain dead. And then a judge ruled that they could be starved and dehydrated to death. But there is guilt that happens when innocent blood is shed. And we actually looked at, from the Bible, actually looked at these passages, some of the passages from last week. And we also talked about how many children have been killed by abortion. In 1967, three states, California, Colorado, and North Carolina, legalized abortion. And in 1970, four more states legalized abortion, including New York. And so you had seven states prior to Roe versus Wade that actually killed, you had 1.25 million preborn children legally killed by abortion prior to Roe, and about 65 million, that's the official number, about 65 million preborn children killed since then. And even with Roe versus Wade, Roe versus Wade being overturned by the Supreme Court, abortion is still happening. Not in every state, but definitely way more states than it was happening at before Roe. And in the state of Florida, we are still continuing to kill preborn children. And the new 15-week ban, which is supposedly in effect, is not being enforced. There are women that are much further along that are going to the abortion clinics and actually having their babies ripped limb from limb. And there's even one abortion clinic in the Orlando area that advertises third trimester fatal fetal anomaly abortions. Why? Because some of the pro-life, quote-unquote pro-life laws actually give an exception that where an abortion can be performed if two doctors determine that there's a fatal fetal anomaly. Well, let me tell you, one of those doctors is going to be an abortionist who really is going to profit financially off of the abortion. And I'm sure that they don't have too much of a difficult time finding another doctor, maybe someone that can't get malpractice insurance, someone that is a drunk or a drug addict that will sign off and say that this baby has a fatal fetal anomaly. And even if the baby does have a fatal fetal anomaly, it is God has not given us the place. He has not given us the position. He has not given us the right to take innocent human life. No one has the right to take innocent human life. Only God alone has that right. And when we play God, when we usurp his authority, there is judgment and there is a penalty for that. We talked last week how blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. And that's from Psalm 33 and from Proverbs 29, that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, people groan. And then from Deuteronomy 27 and 28. We didn't read this, but we referenced the blessings and the curses. God blesses not only individuals for obedience, he also blesses nations for obedience. And he not only curses individuals for disobedience, he also curses nations for disobedience. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. But you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
You need a faster PC.
That's right, and we are ready to answer your questions. I know you've been waiting, and it's been a while, but hey, we're back. We are here, and we want to help you resolve your computer problems, resolve your technology problems, too. It doesn't just have to be about computers anymore. There's so much that we're dealing with technology, and of course we're here. We're ready to help you with all that. So you can actually give us a call here, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, and we can help you. We can help you resolve your problems, help you resolve those technical issues, and whatever the technology is. There's a lot of technology out there today that you know, is in the homes, is in business. So many moving parts. We'll be talking about all that. And of course, here to answer your questions will be also, in addition to answering your questions, we'll be talking about some cybersecurity, good backup practices, making sure, disaster recovery practices, and also, steps that you can take to help make your computer run better, help your computer your computer be safer, so that you're not as susceptible to some of the hacks and attacks. You know, we do cover these tips throughout the show, and throughout the series of the show. So we're here, we're ready to help you, ready to help resolve your computer problems, your technology problems as well. So one of the things that we always hate to hear here at A Faster PC is, I was almost ready to make a backup. Because typically we'll hear that when someone really, really, really needs a backup because their hard drive has died. And what can happen out there is, you get out there and you've been you get busy, and a lot of times there are some backup solutions that are dependent on you. In other words, if you don't run the backup doesn't run. And we've seen this throughout the years. We've actually seen some not so good results from it over the years, where the user knew they were supposed to be doing it. And in some cases, at a business, we were told, well, I just made a backup Friday. Great. You just made a backup Friday. We'll be able to go back to Friday. Hey, guys, listen, we're only going to lose data from Friday. That's what the person says. They just made the backup Friday. But then you check the backup, and the backup hasn't been run for 6 months. And so the person was just saying that to cover their rear, hoping that no one would know that they didn't make it last Friday, or the Friday before, or the Friday before, or the Friday before, or the Friday before. And realistically, even when it's you that's responsible for backing up your own data, quite often we don't do a good enough job. Quite often we're not making sure that our data is backed up. So this is something that, it's critical that you have a good backup solution. Why is it critical that you have a good backup solution? Well, you never know when you're going to need it. You hope you never need a backup. It's kind of like hurricane preparedness. You guys all know, if you've been in Florida for a while, I know we do have some newcomers here. We do welcome all the newcomers to our great state of Florida, our free state of Florida. And we welcome you here. And I know if you haven't been here in Florida, first hurricane season will be new to you. But here's what happens. When, first of all, during hurricane season, you want to start automatically just getting ready. You want to start preparing. You want to start making sure that you're ready in case there's a catastrophe, or there is a hurricane that actually hits here. FPL's done tremendous amounts of work to the power lines, and very likely we won't be without power for weeks. But some people were without power for weeks in 2004. And, very, very likely stores won't be without power for as long as they were in 2004. But you never know. So you want to have food. You want to have water. You want to have all the things that you need ahead of time. But you hope that you don't need those. you hope that the storm either doesn't hit here, or that if it does hit here, we don't lose power. Or if we do lose power, we were only without power for 24 hours or 48 hours. You know, we're not without power for a very long time. You hope that the stores are able to be open quickly. You hope that they're able to be restocked quickly. And by the way, right now, stores aren't as stocked as they were 2.5 years ago. So things are, you know, things are definitely different today. But you know, this is what happens with hurricane disaster recovery. You know, we're planning for the worst, but we're hoping for the best. But you know what? We want to be there. We don't want to, you know, if something really happens and we really need to be prepared, we don't want to say, well, you know, I didn't think anything was going to happen. So that's kind of the way it is with hard drive, backing up your hard drive. You want to make sure that you are backed up. Worst case scenario. You hope that the worst case scenario doesn't happen, but the worst case scenario does happen sometimes. So what would happen if your hard drive were to totally die? And by the way, we have people out all the time. They say, well, how does this happen? Well, it's kind of, you know, because a lot of drives are not SSD drives. They are platter drives. They have moving parts. People just think, well, it's going to work. You know, it's kind of like your TV. You turn it on, it works. And, I mean, eventually TVs don't work, but most of the time TVs work. You know, so people are thinking, well, you know, it's like a radio. You turn it on, it works. Well, hard drives have moving parts. Anything with moving parts is going to fail at some point, especially if you throw in power fluctuations, you throw in a power outage, you throw in a brownout, you throw in a blackout, you run into a situation like this, that can definitely exacerbate or expedite the failure. And so we do have a computer in our shop right now that they were using the computer. They had data on the computer that was important, that wasn't backed up, and they had a power outage. And when they turned the computer back on, they told us when they brought the computer in that the computer wasn't working properly, and you know that it wasn't turning on. Well, it actually was turning on, but it's kind of like the lights are on, but no one's home. So the computer was turning on, but there was actually nothing on the hard drive. So it wasn't able to boot into Windows. And for the customers, from the customer's perspective, it wasn't turning on, but it was actually physically turning on. It just wasn't booting into Windows because the drive was totally dead. No recovery off of the drive unless you send the drive out to a data recovery facility. Now, by the way, we do have good referrals for data recovery facilities. They can get your data back in most cases, but it's expensive. So it's better to back up your data ahead of time to protect.
That's 800.
You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. That we're talking about, it could be about any topic. We have been talking about backup and disaster recovery. And as the name sounds, you want to be prepared for the worst case scenario. You want to be prepared for a disaster. Obviously, you hope a disaster doesn't happen, but you want to be ready so that if a disaster does happen, that you can, you're ready for it. So we talked, by the way, as we were going out on the last bit of the break, talked about a client that
had a computer that had data that was important, but they hadn't backed it up. They had a power outage. They had no idea that it could just fail. You need to know. And this is one thing that, you know, it's kind of like when my son, when he was young, you know, he was into baseball, but he also liked skateboarding. And I let him talk me into getting out there on the skateboarding on the skateboard ramp. And it was pretty fun, a little, you know, until I fell. And, you know, it was like, well, the first time I fell on purpose. The next time I actually went down the ramp and made it, and it was like, wow, this is a blast. The next time I went down, I fell, and it was not on purpose. And I actually woke up a few minutes later after passing out, and I had broken my wrist. And, you know, I had heard, in fact, I was in, I think I bought some new wheels for my skateboard in a surf shop. And the guy in the surf shop was telling me that some people like to wear wrist guards. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. He didn't really elaborate, and I didn't ask. I should have asked, you know, why would they like to wear wrist guards? Well, I didn't know. Now I know. But I have a titanium plate in my wrist because I didn't ask ahead of time. I was ignorant of knowledge. There was certain knowledge that I didn't have that if I would have had it, I could have made an informed decision. If I would have known that if I fall in the wrong way, that I could actually break my wrist and I could need to have surgery. And that surgery was expensive, and it caused downtime. I mean, there was things I couldn't do with, you know, things that I normally need to do in computers. Even typing was not something that was easy to do after breaking your wrist. So this was definitely a difficult situation, a difficult time. Afterward, I can say I didn't know, but that doesn't change the fact that I really, you know, it doesn't change what happened. And the thing is, you know, this customer didn't know that their hard drive could die, but that didn't change the fact that when the drive did die, they lost all of their data. So knowing ahead of time that your hard drive could die can help you make some changes, take some precautions, so that if your drive does die, that you're not dead in the water. Now we have another client that they have been, you know, over the last few years making backups. They have. And I'm not sure exactly, you know, how they decided to do this. They did this without really consulting me. They just started doing this. They had external hard drives, and once a week or so, they were supposed to connect them to the computer, go into settings, and click that they wanted to make a backup. And, you know, they kind of showed me how they were doing it. It's definitely different than I've seen it done in the past, but you know, there's a lot of different ways to do things, especially when you're, you know, backing up, protecting your system. So anyway, they were, you know, supposed to be going through the process of making the backup, but again, this is individual. You know, it's something that you have to do. When it's something that we have to do, sometimes we get busy. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes it's just, you know, we're just maybe too busy, or slips our mind, or, you know, maybe we have too much to do. So what we do is we say, well, I'll get to it later. And then later becomes later. And sometimes later becomes much later. So what we were looking at here is one of their computers had a hard drive failure. And with the hard drive failure, they actually lost everything off of this drive. And so then the question was, where is the data? Are you able, do they have a backup? And lo and behold, on this particular computer, they did not. So they lost everything off of this computer. They had, really, no one even knows what data they had on that computer, because this particular computer, it wasn't connected to a server. So computers that are connected to a server, typically, we have them, if it's a server that we have configured, we'll configure it so that when they log off, when we log off, the files will actually go over to the server. And so, but what was happening was, this didn't have a server at this office. It was a small office. They didn't have a server. And they have a server at their main office, but not at these adjunct offices. And so they have nothing. So what this client did is they actually said, and this is important to realize in every aspect of life, you can't do anything about what you have already done in the past. You can ask for forgiveness. You can say you're sorry. You can, you can say, I'm going to do things better next time. All you can do really is you can make atonement to some extent. Not that we can totally wipe out the consequences of our past actions, but you can do that to some extent, to whatever extent you can do. And then moving forward, you can make a commitment to do things differently so that you're not in that situation ever again. And that's what this particular organization did. They said, is there a backup solution that we can use, that we can implement, that we can make sure that this doesn't happen again? And lo and behold, there is. And we've rolled this solution out to 19 of their workstations. And this particular client will never, ever, ever be in a situation where they have a hard drive die or a ransomware attack or fire or theft or sabotage or any other potentially devastating data loss or corruption that is going to negatively impact their company again, because they're going to have backups. So we have a solution that's actually running on their systems, and first it makes a full system backup. After that, we're able to make backups as often as every 15 minutes. Now, they don't really need backups every 15 minutes, but we can make it that often. We can make them that often if necessary. It's not really, like I said, not needed for them. So, but what's happening with them is their data is being backed up, and they are having incremental backups being made, from after that initial full backup. And this particular office is a medical office. They're required by law to keep certain data for 6 years. Well, technically, they violated that when their hard drive failed. They can't do anything about that. But again, they did do something about it. Moving forward, they're never going to face that situation again. So their data retention policy that we have them on will actually be able to retrieve their data for 7 years. So, I mean, this is pretty big, major, to be able to retrieve their data and back up their data for that long. And, so that if they need to retrieve data from 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, it's going to happen. They're going to be able to do so. And we'll be able to help them with that. So this is changes that can be made and need to be made. When you've done something differently, and I know there are people listening out there, they're saying, well, that's really bad that those people lost their data. We've just told two stories of people that have lost data. And by the way, it's with a hard drive that fails, in most cases, we're able to get data. We do it all the time. And perhaps that's why more people aren't as concerned about it, because they know, hey, I can take my computer to a faster PC, and chances are they'll be able to get my data. But again, you want to protect for the worst case scenario. You want to protect against the worst case scenario. And the worst case scenario does happen sometimes, not all the time. But when it does happen, you want to be ready. You want to be protected. This particular client will never have to deal with that again. By the way, if they had a major fire and it burned down, one of their offices and they lost six computers, we can actually bring six brand new computers in there, connect them to the internet, log them into the cloud backup provider, and they would actually be able to run a virtual version of their computer that was damaged prior to when the disaster happened. So that's how good this technology is. And it's automatically, on a regular basis, testing the backups to make sure that they are valid and to make sure that in the case of a disaster, in event of a disaster, things are protected and they can get their data.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Ready to answer your questions. And of course, we always have topics to talk about, but you know, your question doesn't have to be on that topic. It could be on any topic, and we'll be here ready to answer the question. And of course, we are monitoring the chat and the comment section over on Facebook and YouTube. And so Francesca says, love listening to your show and learning so much. Thank you. You are so knowledgeable and great service. So thank you very much, Francesca. And we appreciate that comment. If you have a comment or a question you want to switch over, you can type that question into the comment section of the Facebook video or YouTube video. You're more than welcome to do that, and we will
answer the question if it's a question, and we will actually help you with if it's just a comment, we can read that over the air as well. So we are here though, ready to answer questions. And so when we're talking about backup and we're talking about disaster recovery, what types of disasters do you want to recover from, or do you want to protect against? One of the biggest things is hard drive failure. Now, again, probably every week we hear someone say, "Well, how does this happen? Why would this, why would my hard drive fail?" And sometimes the hard drive's totally failed, and sometimes it's still working and we can get all the data. A lot of times it's still working, we can get all the data. It's just not working well. Maybe it's working very slowly, or it's just so bad that it does need to be replaced, even if you don't care about speed. But what we see happening, is that drives do fail, and especially, the ones that are platter drives that have moving parts. Anything with moving parts is going to fail eventually. We do have some clients that have computers that have hard drives that are 15 years old that are still working. And we have computers that, sometimes within a little bit of time, sometimes even before the warranty is out, the hard drive has failed. We want to keep this in mind and, just look at this. So what we are looking at here is it's just realizing that the drive can fail, and it can fail at any given time. Even SSD drives can fail also. Now the failure rate on an SSD drive is phenomenally lower, so much lower that it's rare, very rare, but it can happen. You still want to have SSD drives backed up as well. So you want to protect against physical failure. And, some people are moving their pictures to a external drive or to a thumb drive. And the thumb drives, by the way, they are not as reliable because they are everything is digital, but there's mechanics there too. There's actual soldering, and what can happen with those quite often is they can physically be damaged. You can walk by and bump the drive in the USB port. I've shown you guys on this show in the past one of my USB ports or one of my USB drives that I had in the front of a computer, and I was at a customer's home and they had one of those office chairs that spins around, and I spun and my knee hit the drive, and it knocked, pulled the board off of the USB part that goes into the computer. And we were able to get the data off, but it doesn't work like it did before. And it was really we had to hold it in just a certain angle to get it to work, where the connection actually worked. And, if I only had data there and I didn't have it anywhere else, you've got to think about this. You want to have your pictures in more than one location. You want to have your important documents in more than one location. If you have videos, if you have music that's important to you, if you have files, maybe it's invoices or receipts or tax records, or you want to keep these in a certain location. More than one location, You want them to be, if you're going to back up yourself and you're going to trust yourself to do the work that's necessary to back up, you're going to want to make sure that you're doing a good job, and that you're being consistent with that and faithful to make sure that your data is backed up. So this, you know, these are things that you want to definitely make sure that you are protecting against that failure. But you also, there's some other things that we want to protect against, and I want to just make sure we're going over these so that we don't miss out on the other things that you want to protect against. You want to protect against theft. What happens if your computer and your backup are in the same location and both of them are stolen? We've had customers that have had that happen to them. What happens if you have fire and your computer and your backup are in the same location? Now, you know, fire is it is rare. It's not a common occurrence. But when it does happen, you want to know that, you know, worst case scenario, you still have your data. You didn't lose anything. And so we can actually, we've had customers, though, that have had their computer and their backup both destroyed by fire. How about ransomware? So maybe you're tricked into clicking on a link or opening an attachment, and maybe you don't think anything of it because nothing really happened right away, but after a while you realize you get a message up that says your data is encrypted. And if your backup was connected to your computer, your backup might be encrypted or deleted, because that's one of the big things that these criminal organizations are doing now, is they're actually coming in and they're actually deleting backups ahead of time. Before you know that there's a problem, they're deleting backups. They're damaging your backups. So you want to make sure that you're protected against this. What about sabotage? I mean, we've seen this happen in employees in workplaces where, maybe an employee is let go and the employee gets mad, angry. You know, the big companies, if someone's let go, first of all, before they're let go, their username and credentials to access the server and their computer are terminated before they even get to work. And then when they get to work, they're actually escorted out by a security guard. And without giving any chance really to do any damage to data. Well, sometimes in small companies, things don't happen that way. Maybe the boss is more spontaneous, and maybe the boss just gets mad and fires someone. The IT department hasn't been notified. Our support, maybe if we're providing support, we don't even know this is happening. Sometimes we don't even know this is happening for a few days. Some of our customers insist on, we've had customers, we've gotten them recently to where they at least use a different password for every computer, but we had a customer just recently that was, up until just recently, every single person in the office used the same user, the same password. I mean, it's just, it's not good practices. But sometimes, people come kicking and screaming to be, you're trying to get them to be safe and not put their data at risk. But, sometimes people are not quite as compliant as we would like them to be. Well, we've had customers that have had an employee that has purposely damaged data on their server and damaged the backups as well. And you might think, well, if you're a not in a business, maybe you're not in an office situation, maybe you just have a home computer, you might think that couldn't happen ever to you. Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, it's probably rare. Hopefully it never happens to you. But there are certain circumstances where someone could get upset and be vindictive. Sometimes people do things that they regret later on, wish they hadn't done. So, you know, it is potential, you know, possible that you could have some situations. But, you know, regardless, you want to be protected. You know, again, you're not protecting yourself because all of these things are going to happen to you. They probably aren't all going to happen to you. Hopefully none of them happen to you. But wouldn't it be better? Wouldn't it be easier to go through life knowing that if something does happen, you're ready for it? That if the worst case scenario does happen, that it's okay, that you still have access to your data, that you can still go back and you can get access to that file. You know, what if you actually go, and this is another thing that you need to protect against, what if you go and you open up a file and you make a mistake and then you save that file, and now you have overwritten a good file with a mistake. With the cloud backup, you can actually go back and you can get that previous version, and you can redo what needed to be done, but do it correctly so that you don't have the data loss. So these are things that you need to protect against, and it's important to have a good solution to make sure that you're able to get out there and that your data is protected, that you're not having, you know, situations where you're going to where you might experience one of these situations. You know, again, you know, the last few weeks we've had a few customers that have had total data failure, total hard drive failure.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Will You Answer the Call to Fall and Repent of Your Sins and the Sins of Your Nation? Part 2. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. First Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit Florida.